Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, starting on the 11th, the smash Broadway musical Something Rotten will be in a limited engagement at the Oriental Theater downtown. The Tony Award-nominated musical comedy starring big Broadway names like Brian D'Arcy James and Kristen Borrell was directed and choreographed by my next guest, Casey Nicholaw.
Oh, God, I hate Shakespeare. That's right, I said it.
No.
I do, I hate Shakespeare.
Why?
I just don't get it, how a mediocre actor from a measly little town is suddenly the brightest jewel in England's royal crown. Oh, God, I hate Shakespeare. His plays are wordy, but oh, no, the great Shakespeare. That little turd, he has no sense about the audience. He makes them feel so dumb. The bastard doesn't care that my poor ass is getting numb.
How can you say that? How can you say that?
It's easy, I can say it, cause it's absolutely true.
Don't be a penis, the man is a genius.
His genius is he's fooling all of you.
For theater fans, Nicholaw is a household name. Before the success with Something Rotten, he co-directed the hit Book of Mormon with Trey Parker and choreographed Monty Python's Spamalot back in 2005. Those are just a couple of the shows that Nicholaw's worked on. I mean, his resume is outstanding. It really is all of the popular musicals of our time at one point or another touched by Casey. And even this week, one of the next productions, Mean Girls, a musical version of Tina Fey's movie, which will be adapted by Fey, is all the talk slated for Broadway 2018. Casey Nicholaw is a six-time Tony Award winner. He's currently in London, and he joins me tonight on The Download. Thanks so much for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
All right, so let's talk Something Rotten. What makes Something Rotten work? I mean, as a musical that's really about musicals, or the beginnings of musicals, talk about
right.
Something Rotten and what makes a musical like that work.
Well, I think what makes it work to start with is the comedy. Because, your humor is relatable. You know, a lot of people go into it saying, oh, you know, I don't know that much about musicals or I don't know that much about Shakespeare. But I think that what we sort of did is we took sort of everyday sort of situations that happen now and just put them in that time period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone can relate to, you know, not getting a break or having a rivalry with someone or that kind of thing. And then, you know, the musical part of it just kept evolving more and more. And it just was a really funny idea that started with, you know, Carrie Kirkpatrick and John O'Farrell and Wayne Kirkpatrick. And once they started talking to me about it, I thought, oh, my God, I'm so on board with that. And then really, you know, we worked so well together, and it was just an absolute blast to work on. You know, and as we were doing sort of pre-production, the musical part of it just kept evolving more. And, you know, we started, you know, making a lot of references to other musicals. And, you know, with the character of Nostradamus, who sees into the future, we were able to have a lot of fun with that and what he was seeing and how they were getting the information wrong.
I mean, obviously, Shakespeare, a huge part of theater history and everything we know about it. But this caricature of him and creating a more sensational celebrity is something new.
Right. Something that people recognize now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right, exactly. The beauty of it, as you're a director and choreographer, when you talk about choreographing a musical, I mean, it's just amazing to think about all the production. Even today, looking at some YouTube clips and other things about what goes into the rehearsal process to choreograph a musical, not to mention, you know, a smash musical. Talk about uh-huh. all of the work that goes into Broadway musical in 2017.
Honestly, that to me is my favorite part of it. Because you get a number that starts as an idea, and then you have to figure out how it's going to dance and how it's going to move, and also, if it's a comedy, how you're going to get comedy into the musical number. And it just starts evolving. You know, it's like basically, you know, I'll take the song to start with, and then the dance arranger will sort of join. And then we figure out how the number can be structured, and we figure out, you know, what things we want to hit in it. And then, you know, the dance arranger will write some music, and then I'll just basically lay on a floor and listen to it over and over and over until I start picturing it in my mind as a movie and just seeing it, what it should look like and what it should be like. And then we just start playing, you know, and then we get dancers into a room and I start setting things on them. And then it just keeps evolving.
As a former Broadway actor and dancer, I mean, how important is it for you to have that experience, the experience of being on stage, being a dancer yourself, being an actor yourself, when you get into a room with dancers and start talking choreography?
I think it's pretty great because I sort of know what I like to do as a dancer and I know where my strengths are. And also, I think I can speak the same language as them and know what it's going to take and also, you know, what might injure them or not injure them because I was there myself.
Right.
But also, I like telling stories through dance. And I liked dancing myself. I don't do it as much anymore. Now I basically, you know, make up the steps and work and play and then, like, model in on other people a little bit and then have my – I basically do it all once and have my associate teach it and do it from then on, you know. But it's really – I love doing it. That's my favorite part of it, is seeing where the numbers are going to go and what they're going to end up being based on some of the music that ends up being composed.
When you made that transition from being an actor and dancer to a choreographer and director, was it difficult to make that transition? You didn't want to jump in and say, move out of the way, let me show you how to do it. Was it difficult for you to be in a different role?
No. You know what's funny is that was the conversation going on in my head while I was doing shows as a dancer, watching things happen. And I was, you know, most of the shows I was involved in were original musicals when I was a performer. And it's how I learned, you know, learned what I liked and what I didn't. And, you know, sometimes I wanted to say, hey, get out of the way. This is how I would do it. But, you know, I was sort of like, I had to quiet that voice in my head and go like, you know what? You can do that yourself. Try to do it yourself and see, stop talking about it and do it. And that's what happened. I ended up, really going after choreographing on my own.
Directing, when you talk about directing a musical, there are so many facets, there's so many chapters to doing that along the journey. You talked about being in the rehearsal room, but then there's actually teching the space. There's you know, laying it all out, having to be one of the people in the room who has to cut and edit. I think about it, it's such a journey, and there's so many different types of directing. When you started your career and your journey as a director, did you have to get used to that, the challenge of almost using a different part of your brain every step of the way?
No, you know what? I think I've always had that in me. And I think I was always a bossy kid to begin with. So I think that it just happened kind of naturally, you know, and I'm someone that has always liked to take care of people and nurture people. And also, you know, I love the process an actor gets to go through. And I also like, I like creating with people, and I like the back and forth, and I like creating with actors. You know, you have to be so many different things. You're right. You know, you have to be an organizer. You have to be a therapist. You have to be a creator. You have to put on the tech side. You have to be a negotiator. You have to sort of do all those things. But also, you know, there has to be one person that everyone looks to keep everything together and on the same page. You know, there's so many different people and so many different areas I have to deal with and try to, you know, keep the peace and also make sure that everything's running smoothly, you know, and that it's fun.
I would think that I think about the process and everything that goes into it up to even the moment of the first couple weeks of the performance. Talk about your job and your role once it gets to the stage, once you have an opening night and it's time to look at how the audiences are responding to it. Maybe there's critiques coming in from different newspapers and other places, but talk about the role of the director once the product gets up on the stage.
Once it gets on its stage is really when previews start, and that is the most intense time, you know, because you're hearing people respond to it for the first time, and then you're kind of going like, oh, man, that's got to change. And I thought that was a sure bet. And it's always, there's always surprises that you think were something that was going to be great for sure, and that people are not responding to at all. And then you just have to keep working on it, you know. And usually, like in New York, you got 4 weeks before you actually, you know, open the show. So you've kind of got to get everything right then, because there's a time when you just have to stop, whether you want to or not.
You a tinkerer? Are you the kind of director who goes in and says every day you're going home with it and you're coming back with something you want to improve?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, like I said, you just kind of have to stop at one point. But then, you know, if the show's a hit, you then get to do a tour of it, like, you know, Something Rotten is able to do. And then you can make changes to that as you continue on, things you kind of wanted to do, you know.
Casey Nicholaw is my guest. He's a Tony Award winner. He's the director and choreographer of Something Rotten, which will be at the Oriental Theater starting on the 11th. You know, when you do get a chance to do a tour and mount it and make that transition from Broadway, from a space in New York to Chicago, is it a chance for you to reimagine some things, some numbers, some the way that the show flows that you couldn't necessarily do in New York?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a few places in the show that we tinkered with, or, you know, you have to change a little bit because the set moves differently, you know, and that's kind of fun to play with, and the problem solving of it, you know?
As I mentioned in the lead, I only mentioned two or three shows you've worked on. I mean, you have such an amazing resume when it comes to all these shows. How long do these shows stay with you? Because you're in London right now working on Aladdin, DreamWorks, other shows. You got stuff that's in the pipeline that's going to start coming up here in October with Mean Girls. How long does a show stay with a director?
You mean like in my head?
Yeah, or? I mean, just, yeah. I mean, I don't know how you balance. Yeah,
six, it does. Six. It always does. You know what I mean? Because there's always work to do. Like even, you know, coming to see a show in London that, you know, that Aladdin, say, that's been, you know, running here for 2 years. You know, there's always stuff to do to it. And there's also, the fun is you can explore more, learn new things by having a different actor in the role that you created it on. You know what I mean? So you want to adjust things for the people you have if you can. I mean, not majorly, because it takes a lot of crap to get the show to where you want it.
Yeah.
But it's really fun to see what actors, new actors, bring to things.
I mean, you have so many projects that you're working on concurrently. For a kid who loved musical theater, who had all the posters on the wall and wanted to do this for your entire career, to be in a position where you're at now, where you've won awards and you have not only the awards to show for your work, but the work. I mean, you have, you know, seven or eight different things happening in seven or eight different cities. What does that mean to you? Take us back to, you know, your childhood and the idea of wanting to do this job.
Oh, man. You know what? It's a dream come true. It really is. I sort of never forget where I came from. And, you know, I'm here in London right now with three shows running, and I just think back. I mean, I think every day that I'm walking around these streets, you know, for my graduation, we had no money growing up. And my graduation from high school, my dad got me a suitcase and a plane ticket to London. I flew here for 3 weeks. He had a friend that had a friend that had a flat here. And, you know, I'd saved up money from working in a movie theater in San Diego in high school. And, you know, I got to come here and I was just awestruck to get to see. I saw like 17 shows in 3 weeks, had the time of my life. I was here all by myself. It was really awesome. And I think about that now and being here now and going, wow, if that kid had any idea that I would be here now with three shows running, it's the coolest thing ever. And yeah, it's what life's about. You know what I mean? And it really is a dream come true.
Something Rotten's on stage at the Oriental Theater starting on the 11th. Casey Nicholaw is the director and choreographer, the Tony Award winner, multiple Tony Award winner. A pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for taking some time out to talk with us about the show and your career. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.